This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Bruce Friedman, the Vice President of Clinical Development at TELA Bio, a medical technology company focused on designing, developing, and marketing innovative tissue reinforcement materials to address unmet needs in hernia repairs. And Dr. Friedman, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
And you're certainly most welcome, and looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So for starters, what are the current challenges when it comes to hernia repairs?
Well, I think one of the things that we've seen over the years is that the patients have become a little bit more complex, meaning that the hernias have become more complex. And what I mean by that is there seems to be more comorbidities. There seems to be patients that are requiring second, third, and fourth redo operations, as the first ones may not have been successful. Each subsequent hernia repair tends to be less successful. So I think it's important as a surgeon that as we go forward, we try to institute the best techniques and the best material that we have available. And the other thing is the individuality of patients. So what's right for one patient may not be the right option, the right approach for another patient.
In seeing your patients, what are the most common concerns that they have about their hernia repair?
Well, most recently, it's probably the mesh, just because of the various lawsuits and information that you see on late-night television. I would tell you that just as important to patients are also recurrences. Patients are, nobody likes to undergo surgery, and certainly to avoid an additional surgery is paramount in a lot of their minds. But all patients that I saw in the office would basically start the conversation, something to do with the mesh, the safety, efficacy of the mesh recalls, et cetera, because if you simply Google hernia repairs, the first 15 are probably law offices discussing the problems with mesh.
Now, you just mentioned mesh. What is the difference between mesh and no mesh hernia repair? I'm sure listeners would appreciate some clarification on the two of those.
Well, some of it is actually it's not well understood, but especially from a patient standpoint, and even some physicians, usually non-surgeons. When you're talking strictly of a non-mesh repair, we would consider that what we call a tissue repair, meaning you're bringing tissues, normal native tissues, in apposition to each other to close the hole. Backing up even further, remember, a hernia is simply a hole where it really shouldn't be. So you're trying to close that hole. A non-mesh repair is closing that hole without any reinforcement. But it doesn't imply that you're not going to have foreign body material there. In fact, some of the tissue repairs have more foreign body because you're using permanent sutures as a way to pull those tissues in apposition. A mesh repair can be very varied depending on the material. For instance, with TELA Bio, it's I wouldn't even call it mesh. I would call it really a reinforced biologic material, which actually has less of a foreign body footprint than a non-mesh repair. So that's, I think, an important concept that patients should understand. A lot of them will come in with a preconceived notion of not wanting any sort of foreign material, foreign body there, not understanding that a no-mesh repair does exactly that. They do place foreign material in there with suture material.
Really do appreciate the information, and that is most helpful on that last response, especially today. We're speaking with Dr. Bruce Friedman, the Vice President of Clinical Development at TELA Bio, a medical technology company focused on designing, developing, and marketing innovative tissue reinforcement materials to address unmet needs in hernia repairs, and he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, Dr. Friedman, what are the questions patients should be asking their doctors about hernia repair?
Well, I think, you know, some of the things that we all already covered. I mean, one of the reasons that I went in the direction that I went, meaning I've pretty much transferred all of my hernia repairs into this reinforced biologic from TELA Bio, is because it didn't make a lot of sense to me to put in plastic into our healthiest, most active patient. Those are the patients that are going to be doing the most activity, and the synthetic plastics tend to create discomfort with excessive activity, motion, so heavy laborers and athletes, et cetera. Previously, those were the patients that we deemed to be good candidates for synthetic. I changed my perception of that when I would see patients back with discomfort, with moving and so forth. And I had a very small solo practice, so I would talk to all my patients. I would see all my patients. I did not have nurse practitioners and PAs and residents, et cetera. So every phone call was basically fielded by me. So having said that, I think patients, it's important to discuss with your surgeon, number one, what type of surgery is ideal for me? And is that an open surgery? Is that a minimally invasive surgery, be it laparoscopic or robotic? So the technique, I think, is one issue that they should discuss. The second issue, which in my opinion is probably more important, is the type of materials that are available for my mesh repair or for my hernia repair. I think it's important that you explain to the patient, and I actually had samples of different products in my office so they could actually see the difference. But I think it's important to explain to the patient, you know, what are the differences and the advantages and disadvantages of, say, a synthetic or a resorbable product that goes away completely versus something like the TELA Bio product, where it's a reinforced biologic, which hopefully construes based on the information and literature we have nowadays, a low recurrence rate, but yet doesn't have those same discomfort factors that I was seeing with a synthetic patient. So I think it's, you know, the technique is important. I think it's also important that they get a clear understanding of expectations. I think that patients are all going to do better when they understand what to expect in that post-operative period. When should I expect to be back to work? When should I expect to be back to full activity without restrictions? So I think those things are extremely important.
Well, Dr. Friedman, we certainly do appreciate your joining us here today and sharing your information and insight per your expertise and knowledge on hernia repair, and certainly appreciate what you do in this space. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, one thing is unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, there's a whole host of information on the internet, some good, some not so good, and it's very fragmented. So what we did do is hopefully put together a very unbiased site that patients can get additional information if they're interested, and it's just called abouthernia.com, and it goes into some of these shared decision-making options that you have with your surgeon. You should be able to discuss the various options for hernia repairs, what might fit you the best. And hopefully a very unbiased approach, giving patients and surgeons as well the ability to try to come up with what's going to be best for that individual patient.
And that certainly is a valuable resource on that. Now, tell us, Dr. Friedman, where can patients go to learn more about their hernia repair treatment options? Where can listeners get further details?
Well, I think just a general site would be the telebio.com, and the hernia-specific site would really be abouthernia.com, and they can sort of scroll down and see where they sort of fit in the scheme of things. But I think it does answer a lot of the basic questions that most patients have when they come into their, certainly with their first evaluation by a surgeon. And I would also say that not all surgeons are willing to discuss some of the options that are available, as they may just simply do one type of technique or one type of product. So I think it is important, if you have additional questions, is get a second and third opinion. I don't see. I encourage my patients to do so. I don't see any problem with that.
Anytime you seek multiple opinions, that is always the way to go. Dr. Freeman, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Now, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Bruce Freedman. He's the Vice President of Clinical Development at TELA Bio, a medical technology company focused on designing, developing, and marketing innovative tissue reinforcement materials to address unmet needs in hernia repairs. And for all the details, you can visit either abouthernia.com or telabio.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.